Turn on page 6 of your documents here in your manual. And we're seeing a couple of pages. On the left-hand side of page 6, we see Joseph Fielding Smith, who was one of the prophets of the Mormon Church, in his book Doctrines of Salvation, compiled by the Apostle Bruce R. McConkie, published by Bookcraft, which is owned by the Mormon Church. Here's what he says in the underlying portion. Why men are born to different races? Have you ever wondered the question? Well, there's a Mormon answer here. Skipping down, there's a reason why, quote, there's a reason why one man is born black with other disadvantages, while another is born white with great advantages. The reason is that we once had an estate before we came here and were obedient, more or less, to the laws that were given us there. Those who were faithful in all things there received greater blessings here, and those who were not faithful received less. Why are some people dark and some people light? It's based on your obedience or valor in the pre-existence before you come to this earth. Skipping across the page, this is from one of the 12 apostles of the Mormon Church, Melvin J. Ballard. This is his book, 3 Degrees of Glory. And he says this in the underlying portion. Long before we were born into this earth, we were tested and tried in our pre-existence. And the fact that of the thousands of children born today, a certain portion of them went to the Hottentots of the South Seas. Portions of them went to the Chinese mothers, thousands to Negro mothers, thousands to beautiful white Latter-day Saint mothers. Why this difference? You cannot tell me the entire group was just designated, marked, to go where they did. That they were men and women of equal worthiness. There are no infant spirits born. They had a being ages before they came into this life. They appear in infant bodies, but they were tested, proven souls. Therefore, I say to you that long before we came into this life, all groups of races of men existed as they exist today. Like attracts to like. Why is it? In this church, we do not grant the priesthood to the Negroes. It is alleged that the prophet Joseph Smith said, and I have no reason to dispute it, that it is because of some act committed by them before they came to this life. It is alleged that they were neutral, standing neither for Christ nor the devil. But I am convinced it's because of some things that they did before they came into this life that they have been denied the privilege. The races of today are very largely reaping the consequences of a previous life. Again, in their scriptures, including the Pearl of Great Price Book of Abraham, and including the Book of Mormon, there's a great deal of racism. Now, I will say this. Although those of African-American descent, men who are black, could not hold the Mormon priesthood for most of the history of Mormonism, in 1978 there was a new revelation. Then Mormon prophet Spencer W. Kimball, some decade after the height of the Civil Rights Movement, had a new revelation from 1978 forward. Men of all color can hold the priesthood, including black men, as long as they're worthy. And this new doctrinal change in 1978, I'm convinced, sparked another new change in the Book of Mormon. We have a teaching available. You can get it off of our website at www.watchman.org, talking about witnessing to Mormons with the Book of Mormon, where we document some of the 4,000 changes in the Book of Mormon since it was first written. One of them was as recent as 1981, right after this new revelation. But even with all the changes, there still exist, in the current edition of the Book of Mormon, many racist statements.